2019 Q's CEO Executive Team Network Conference in Amelia Island, Florida. And look who's in the studio lounge, Mr. Tim McAlpine from Currency Marketing. How are you, sir?
Good. That's quite a mouthful. You've
it
got it
is.
Down.
After 3 days. Sure heard me the first day.
Yes.
I thought I was at the conference last week, so.
I realized that this is my 11th straight CEO Executive Team Network conference.
Wow. Good for you.
Yes.
Over a decade.
Over a decade.
Congratulations.
Yep.
One
two
of the few,
hairs.
The proud. Yeah, you do have a couple of gray hairs.
A couple gray hairs.
That looks good on you.
Yeah.
That's good luck for you. So before we get into your big announcement that you did yesterday, mm-hmm. How's the conference going for you?
Excellent.
Yeah?
Yeah. For me personally, yeah. It's been a little less stressful.
Yeah, I know.
We haven't been
for
running around,
reasons.
So I've got to take in all the keynotes. And
oh, good.
It's been fantastic.
Yeah.
Really great lineup.
Yeah, and the keynotes, I mean, I see people coming out like, oh my gosh, did you see that?
Good
so
stuff.
Yeah, really good stuff. All right, let's get right to it. Because
yes.
You have a big announcement to make about the Next Top Creating Executive kind of revamping the whole program.
Speaking of 11 years, so the first year I was here pitching an idea, and mm-hmm. then we did the Q's Next Top Credit Union Exec competition for 9 years.
Mm-hmm.
And so 2019 would have been our 10th annual,
mm-hmm.
but just like all good things in credit unions, it's good to stop and reevaluate.
Right.
And so we've spent the last year with Q's reimagining what that could look like.
Mm-hmm.
So yesterday
mm-hmm.
I had an opportunity to debut it on stage.
That was exciting.
And so the new program is called Q's Emerge,
mm-hmm.
and it's really around the Emerging Leader Program that Q's is introducing.
Mm-hmm.
And some fundamental shifts have been, if you recall, the Q's Next Top Credit Union Exec was very much a competition from the get-go.
Right.
People would enter with a video, go through this process.
Canada.
I know. I don't know what country I'm in any given day. And then it was weeded down, 5 finalists on stage, and ultimately 1 winner. And what we found in analyzing that was, it was fantastic. However, the real Q's educational experience was limited to just our 5 finalists mm-hmm. and actually post-competition.
Right, right.
And so one of the biggest fundamental changes is we've front-loaded this whole process
mm-hmm.
With education.
Mm-hmm.
And so people will apply to be in this Q's Emerge program. I'm just going to consult a couple notes because
sure.
it's still pretty fresh.
Right, right.
And they will be 20 to 30 applicants
mm-hmm.
Will be accepted into a 6-week online course.
Wow.
Yeah. And so
wow, right off the bat, huh?
Right off the bat.
Wow.
And so
okay.
whether they continue on in the competition
mm-hmm.
phase or not, once they're through this, they will get an actual designation from Q's, the CU manager. Let me just double check.
I want to enter.
Yeah. Well,
I think I'm
that was the
beyond.
Other thing. We had a hard limit of 35 and under.
Right, right.
And
I remember that.
There are emerging leaders that are of any age,
mm-hmm.
so it's not necessarily restricted.
Okay.
I think it's going to skew younger, because
right.
that's where the young professionals typically are.
Right.
But it's an opportunity to really
I would think so.
Dig in. And,
mm-hmm.
and so, yeah,
for
it's
sure.
a TikTok, so there's these 3 elite access classes that are facilitated by thought leaders. And then the following week, there is a... Just double checking.
It's okay.
Yeah, so the elite access classes, and then those are followed up by mastermind sessions facilitated with you and your cohort, kind of applying what you learned,
mm-hmm.
and it all culminates in you creating a business case for
okay.
something that's tangible, usable,
mm-hmm.
applicable to
mm-hmm.
your credit union.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's the end of that 6-week process is to present this business case
mm-hmm.
And then get feedback on it
mm-hmm.
and then ultimately get that designation. From there, the competition really kicks in.
Okay.
And so 5 finalists will be selected based on their business case.
Mm-hmm.
We've downplayed kind of the social media popularity contest. Everybody early on that was very groundbreaking, but
sure.
we've all been tapped on the shoulder,
oh,
hey,
yeah.
can you vote for me
yeah.
in this contest? And so that was some of the feedback that
okay.
we wanted to downplay that. So a professional judging panel will select the top 5 based on their business case
mm-hmm.
and then they'll proceed through this competition phase.
Mm-hmm.
And where they'll further refine that business case with coaching and mentoring. And then ultimately, what we're going to do a little different than what we've done in the past, rather than live presentations here, mm-hmm. we're going to do a virtual online pitch show.
Okay.
Almost like Shark Tank in a sense,
okay.
in that they'll pitch their business cases. It'll be facilitated from our studio back in Canada.
Mm-hmm.
They'll be calling in. There's going to be no technical difficulties whatsoever.
Of course not. It'll run like clockwork.
And then ultimately, three will be our top three, and they'll all receive the ultimate prize, which is flipping forward. They'll go to the Q's School of Applied Strategic Management. And so that's really exciting. It's mm-hmm. very applicable to all areas of the credit union.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it's not just the top that'll receive
mm-hmm.
that. So not only are we, because the next top was simply the top one would
right.
receive ongoing education.
Right.
And in this case, we're recognizing the top three.
Cool.
And then ultimately, there will be the 2020 Q's Emerging Leader, the ultimate winner.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll come back at this conference next year, and we'll do a live fireside chat on stage.
Oh, right on. Okay.
And kind of getting their feedback on how it went, what
mm-hmm.
they're doing with it. And
mm-hmm.
and I think ultimately, it's going to put the Q's experience, the educational experience, front and center.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because a common refrain is we kept these finalists so busy
mm-hmm.
that we would ask them,
oh, yeah.
so how's your Q's membership going? What
right.
have you taken advantage of?
Right.
Well, I've been so busy
right.
with this that I'm looking forward to it.
Mm-hmm.
And so,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
Couldn't
but,
get to it until like after
mm-hmm.
all that stuff is done. So now it's right up front.
Yeah, so we launched this yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
There's a landing page on the website. We've got still some hard work to do, and it's
sure.
going to be officially open for applications.
Mm-hmm.
Starting in January.
Okay.
Yeah.
So how is it going to be presented? So you go to the new website.
Yeah,
QsEmerge.com. Okay.
Next, topcreditunionexec.com will
sure.
redirect there.
Okay.
NTCUE.com will
okay.
redirect there. So yes, it'll have an overview of everything I've talked about,
mm-hmm.
What to expect, and ultimately it'll be an application form.
Okay. All right.
We're not asking you. Another daunting thing with our previous iteration was that we asked for a video application. And that kind of stopped a bunch of people just because
mm-hmm.
they weren't familiar with the technology
right.
and never done their own video production,
right.
thought that they needed to get a crew involved and things like that.
No, all so you need is this.
Yeah, so it's a low barrier to entry.
Mm-hmm.
We are going to ask for their background and why they should be part of this, because
mm-hmm.
we are
mm-hmm.
going to limit it based on, we've said 20 to 30, ultimately we're looking for 30.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow, this is going to be quite the endeavor.
Yeah. Yeah, a little more intense, I think, on the Q's side of things.
Right, right.
Equally intense on the currency side of things.
I was thinking to say that.
Yeah.
So, not quite the pressure cooker
right.
as it was in years past when they have to get up on stage
yeah.
and, like, you can watch them sweat type
yeah.
of stuff, which was
yeah.
entertaining
but yes,
as well for
I
the
think
folks in the audience. But
pros and cons to everything. And
yeah.
it's a nice evolution.
Mm-hmm.
Just like anything, you can't keep doing it forever and ever the same way.
Of course.
So it
of
was
course.
Good to take this year and pause.
Mm-hmm.
So my role this year at this conference has been pretty chill.
Congratulations. for the first time in a decade.
Yeah, like I said, I got to actually look at some of the sessions.
Yeah.
And
that's a plus for sure.
Yeah.
Wow. So when does all this start? When can folks start applying?
It'll be January 2020. We haven't specified
okay.
like January 1st, but
okay.
first couple weeks of January, the best bet is to continue to look at the Q's website,
mm-hmm.
QsEmerge.com. You can go right now
mm-hmm.
and sign up for information about
okay.
this.
Okay, right
so
on.
That would be a good spot.
Right on.
And Q's will continue to put out information in their regular e-newsletters, which they're very regular.
Mm-hmm.
And
oh, indeed. Get them almost every day.
Yep.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
So what are the goals pretty much the same, though? Is trying to bring up new leaders
yes.
in our industry, create these new programs? Because I saw Jeff Bullock here, and he won,
yes.
what, like 2 years ago or something like
yep.
that? With the funding adoptions, basically,
yes.
getting loans. And
yes.
he was talking about what a success that program
yeah.
is still.
He attributes
cool.
that getting off the ground.
Yeah.
to this competition.
Mm-hmm. And Jamise Hartley, who's right over
yep.
there, a former winner as well. So
yeah.
she's working for Q's.
So ultimately we've had 46 finalists, more than 2,000 nomination over the years, and then 9 ultimate winners.
Mm-hmm.
And So those nine, and you mentioned a couple of them, mm-hmm. it would be great to recognize more.
Oh yeah.
And that's, I think, what
we're
doing.
And there's a lot out there,
there
too.
Are. And this, by front loading the competition with real value and a designation from Q's mm-hmm. at zero cost, member or no member,
right,
is a tremendous value.
Oh, no doubt.
So I think ultimately it's going to recognize more people.
After, I want to get it from your perspective though, but after doing this for a decade, I mean, how does it feel to be, and we just talked about Jamise and Jeff and a whole bunch of other folks, how does it feel to be like, to contribute to their careers? Because this is something that you created, and with the help of Q's and DDJ Myers and all that type of stuff, or those folks, but it must feel extremely rewarding to like have a play in these people's
careers. I'm really proud of
it's really
the
neat.
Role that we've played in recognizing and helping young leaders.
Mm-hmm.
They've done it themselves, but this gave them a platform.
Mm-hmm.
We've had Rinaldo Hardy. He was in our first year competition.
Right.
He was in the top five. Didn't even win. He became a CEO almost immediately.
Mm-hmm.
And what he's done since is amazing, right?
Yeah.
On and on. Those types of
Ashley
stories.
Ashley Colrus over at Legacy, so
Yeah, on and on.
Yeah, there's so many you can...
And so I would like to have a conversation with you where I can't even recall all the people. Right? Rather than just singling out these nine winners who...
Right.
Like, we put up...
that one
couple
graphic.
Hundred faces.
Yeah.
Right?
And
those were just finalists. Those were just people that did that video and applied for the competition.
Mm-hmm.
And beyond that, like
mm-hmm.
thousands of nominees.
Mm-hmm.
So it's... Who knew?
It's pretty cool. Yeah, it's a pretty cool thing. And the one name that really stands out for me is Garrick Throckmorton.
Oh, yes.
The greatest name ever, and actually kind of, I don't think he's in the industry anymore, but he's doing something else, but I just actually, we kind of follow each other on LinkedIn and stuff, and say, hey, we just kind of pinged each other every now and then, so
it's
really neat.
Straight from an 80s heavy metal band.
Love the name, so really good stuff. Alrighty, Tim, well, congratulations on the success of the Q's Next Top Credit Union Executive, and now congratulations on revamping it and making it that much better, so I can't wait to see how it turns out next year.
Yep, QsEmerge.com.
Right on.
Nice and short and sweet.
Thanks, got it. Mike. All right, sir, anything else to add?
Well, I appreciate all the coverage that you've done
that was so
of
much
this
fun.
Competition over the years. Countless interviews.
Yeah, we did a lot.
Skype and all this, and then on sites. And
mm-hmm.
It's been.
It was really
incredible.
Fun getting to know them, you know, and seeing and watching them progress through through the competition and seeing them grow not only personally but professionally as well. So good stuff. Alrighty, sir. Well, we will see you at the next one.
All right.
Congrats again. Go to Currency Marketing as well. Yep. It's a money thing. Give yourself a plug. What's that?
Yeah. So my day job is we do a financial education program called It's a Money Thing.
Mm-hmm.
And super proud of what we've done with that. It's in 128 credit unions right now are using it.
Good for you.
Including over 100 in the U.S., the rest in Canada. And it's having a huge impact.
Good.
And it's being used in schools, and it's
mm-hmm.
and it's great usable content.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, those videos are very effective.
Yeah.
Very effective. So you guys have done a great job putting those together. So.
Thank you.
Good stuff, sir. All right, Tim. Well, thanks again. Appreciate the time, as always.
All right.
There he is, the man, the myth, the legend, Tim McAlpine from Currency Marketing. Well
thanks,
done, sir.
Mike. You bet.